Good morning, Rabboisai! Lili Nishmasi Mimorosi Rusbos Mordechai. Today's share sponsor with Jeremy and Allison Cohen to mark the special occasion of the bat mitzvah of our dear daughter Sophia Ayelet, which falls out tonight. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I should have known from this. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabboisai. Erev Rosh Hashanah tonight. So, we have over here a picture of Yankee Berman. Here you go. He was the Messiah in the New York. Tell me I printed it. The New York Seum. No, I'm thinking about the Miami Seum, which I know that I was playing around with it. Did I not push the print button? Hold on. This can't be good. We're going to have to start over the whole share. Go. Oh, Baruch Hashem. This is the Miami Seum, which somehow got lost in the whole, after the Seum and preparing the next morning for the new Masechta, they got lost somewhere. But anyway, beautiful Seum, beautiful place here. You can see over here, there's a little bit of the MDY logo, great Chevra. And you should know that if you are going to Miami for Sukkos, so it says like this, they're hosting a spectacular Simchas Beis She'eva on Chol HaMoed. Kol mi she'ra lo ra'a Simchas Beis She'eva b'Miami, lo ra'a Simcha Miyamav. Miyamav is also Miami, by the way, it seems like. My. Okay, fine. Michael Ben-Chitrit, contact him. So Yankee Berman at the Seum, the Bermans, Ellie, brought in about 20 people. His whole mishpacha is doing it. Literally 20 people from his family and friends are doing the shir. And he, Yankee, is named after Ellie's father. So it's a beautiful Seum in New York. This is from the one and only Joe Levy. Now, we have Uncle Joe, but this is a different one. He's from Boca. It says like this. Rav Stefanski, wow, I can't believe I'm starting the Fyomi where I left off 12 years ago. Thank you. Three times. There's no need to say it's the best Afiyomi Shir ever. That point has been set in stone by now. I did have sukkah, and here I am with Beitza for a second time, enjoying it like delicious aged wine. So how are you supposed to study on Friday before Rosh Hashanah with all the running around, the work to finish? Easy, tell everyone to go home, turn off the phone, and irresponsibly leave all the mundane work for after Yontav. Yitzhar got a kick out of this one. See attached, here he is, kicked everybody out. Leave everything for after Yontav. Beautiful. See? Getting the message. The island's getting the message. Shabbat Shalom, Shana Tov from Avilia, Boca Raton, the best community to be in right now. Venezuela, Joey Levy. So I received a few of these. There's actually somebody put one on YouTube. Shkar for the one of Shia, the Tzlach, on using something once or multiple times. Cheers, that a simcha is revolutionary and poiskim do as they understand, use it la halacha. So again, the question was a woman put her candles on a chair in the hotel. So the chair became a busis l'dava aser. Came an employee, took the candles off, put the chair, now it's mixed in with the other chairs. It's dava sheyeshli matirim because the following day you're allowed to sit on it. Comes the tzlach, otherwise known as the Noid of Yehuda, and says that it's not dava sheyeshli matirim. Why? Because today you'll never get back those hours that you could sit on the chair. So if you tell a guy you can't sit on it until Matzah Shabbos, he lost out all those hours. That's not Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim. So a bunch of people asked this question, including Laibu. I was arguing with him in the Kailal about this. He says, but I don't understand. If the chairs belong to the caterer or hotel or whatever, doesn't the rule Ein Adam Oyser Dovah Sheyesh Shaloy apply? Yes, it does. If you're in a hotel, you don't have the right to make a chair usher. That is very true. But it doesn't take away from the question. Because what if you did have permission? What if it was in your own home? The Shiloh is there. Yes, they say that as an answer. Great. But it's a beautiful question nevertheless. What if you're in your own sukkah and you lit the candles on a chair and then somebody mixed it around? So then the Shiloh does apply. Yitzhavis, Ksiv, Chasim, Toiva, Gershon, Dubin, Yishkoyer, Gershon, and all those who wrote in about this. And finally, I joined, this is Avi Younger. I joined your Daf Yomi group last week and from day one, I really enjoy it. My name is Avi Younger from Vienna, Austria. 24 years old, thank you very much. And also a different email from Yaakov Nisanov, Yishkoyach Yaakov. All right, here we are, Daf Hey. So what do we decide about tomorrow? Tomorrow, we're combining minyanim. So we have a minyan of chakras before Shir's at 7:15. There's a minyan typically at 6:30, and we have a minyan after shir at 8 o'clock. So we're going to combine the two minyanim. We're going to do slichas before shir, 6:30 slichas until 7:15, about 45 minutes slichas. Come whenever you feel. You can come a couple of minutes early. Livy's looking at me. The Kaila guy's like, what? 45 minutes? And she was an hour and 45? Okay. Each to their own. And then at 8 o'clock, Shachris. When is the shul davening over there? When is B'nai Yeshivas? 7:15. Slichas 7:15. If you don't want to learn, you want to daven instead of learning, go next door and do slichas there. Livy here, you can just watch afterwards on YouTube. Or you don't have YouTube. Okay. So Rabbi, here we are. Here are the three machloikasim that Rav argues on, and we passing like Rav in all three. What happens if Shabbos is on Shabbos? Usually, typically, is on Shabbos. And the day afterwards is Yontif. And an egg was laid on Shabbos. Can you use the egg on Yontif? Says Rav, no. We said the reason is not because of Kedusha Achas. The reason is because of Hachana. Rav holds like Rabba. Rav holds like Rabba about Hachana. There is a problem of Hachana preparing from Shabbos to Yontif. And in fact, that's how we paskin. That's the only Shita out of the four Shitas that the Riv brings, Rabba. Okay, so we paskin like Rav in that. Yesterday we also discussed what happens 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, and that Rav is Mekel. He says, you're permitted to eat an egg that was laid on the first day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, like the first day of Sukkot, and then you do a second day of Sukkot, because over there, we do say it's two Kedushas, and therefore, it's a Mutar. Now we're going to be discussing, unbelievable, right? Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about Erev Rosh Hashanah here. Now I'm completely out of whack. Naftali, what are you sitting over there for? Now, I feel like I'm in a mirror or something. Okay. Actually, no, but when we started 3 years ago, you actually sat right over there. That was your spot. It's okay, we're going back to there. Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah different than a regular Yom Tov? Amazing that we're going to learn this idea, because I think there's a lot of confusion. People know that it's slightly different. How did we know that it's slightly different than a regular Yom Tov? Because in Eretz Yisrael, we do 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why is Rosh Hashanah different than Sukkot and Pesach? In Eretz Yisrael, we do 1 day Sukkot, 1 day Pesach. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we do two. What's the pshat? Maybe we'll have a little bit of an understanding today after we finish the sugya. Okay. So, three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Itmar. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. I think it's incredible. Think about it. All the Hashgacha Pratis. There's no stam. When we were learning Maseches Pesachim, we finished literally 3 days before Pesach. We just finished Maseches Sukkah a couple weeks before Sukkot. Last year Rosh Hashanah, on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I believe it's both days, we were learning the sugya of Rosh Hashanah, a whole sugya about Rosh Hashanah. And this year, we've been discussing Rosh Hashanah day after day. And finally, now we're talking about the actual Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Why do we do 2 days? A day before Rosh Hashanah. Itma. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel Da'amr Tarvayu. Nol B'zeh Asur B'zeh. If an egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, also to eat on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. What would be the reason, Rabbi Yisai? It's one Kedusha. It's like one long day. Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas. This not. In the beginning, they would accept the witnesses the entire day, all the way to night. What happened? There's a Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. The Tamid Shal Shachar, you say, is Shir Shal Yoim. Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, you say, Shir Shal Yoim. The Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, if it's a weekday, you say, a Shir Shal Yoim of the week. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, you say, a special Shir of Rosh Hashanah. I don't know what everybody does. I know the Vilna Gaon obviously has in every Yontif his own shir, and there's a lot of. I know that Nusach Sfar, they like do the day. I don't know how it works exactly. How do you do Rosh Hashanah? Ashkenaz Ramah? But Sfar says, like, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Tuesday, you say Shir Shal Yom Shlishi, which is very hard to understand. Okay, I don't understand exactly how that works. You'll have to explain to me later. But you see that saying the proper Shir was so important, that they changed things around because of this. Niskalkalu halavim bashir. They were mekalkal. They ruined it. They said the shir of a weekday instead of saying the shir of Rosh Hashanah. Hiskinu shalayu mekablim esaidim elo adamincha. So therefore, they instituted. They made a rule that once mincha. When what's mincha? Mincha means the carbon of tamid shel bein arba'im. Once that carbon tamid shel bein arba'im comes, you can no longer make that day Rosh Hashanah. Now, I just want to point out a few things. Rashi points out, what about the Shir Shal Yom in the morning? Isn't that going to be a kilkul? So let's say it's Tuesday morning, I say the Shir Shal Yom, my Yom Yom Shlishi, and then 3 hours later, the Edom come and say, oh, by the way, today is Rosh Hashanah. Now, obviously, because you don't know if the Edom are going to come, from Chav Tes at night, you have to start keeping Yontif. You don't know if it's going to be Yontif or not. So everybody starts keeping Yontif. You do Kiddush, the whole thing. You don't do any Melacha. And you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait. And then, in the morning comes, the Edom didn't show up yet. The Levim are going to say, Shir Shayim Shlishi. It's not Rosh Hashanah. You're not doing Melacha. All of a sudden, 12 in the afternoon, the Levim come, the Edom come and they say, by the way, we saw the moon. It's Rosh Hashanah today. Isn't that a kilkul? Says Rashi, it's not a kilkul because no matter what, they always said the shir of a weekday in the morning. Even if Edom came before the shir. Why? Because most of the time, Edom came after the shir, so that was a thing. Okay, so there's no kilkul. We're going to say the shir, oh, that explains the Nesach Sfard. No matter what, they said the shir of weekday. Yeah, I'm not kidding. On Rosh Hashanah, I asked about Rosh Hashanah. Now I have to explain, you, Nusach Svarad man, have to explain the other Yom Tov. I just explained why. It makes a lot of sense now, actually. More sense than Ashkenaz. Okay. At least for day one. Day two, I don't know how to explain. Now, Tosis asks a bomb question, which is in fact a Rambam. Tosis asks, if you bring the carbon Tamid, then you can no longer bring any other carbon. So you know what else you're mekalkel? On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you didn't know it's Rosh Hashanah. You went ahead and you brought a carbon tamid in the afternoon. And all of a sudden, the Edom come and say, hey, it's Rosh Hashanah. So now you can't bring a carbon musaf. You can't bring a carbon musaf. Says Taisves, one of his tirutzim, maybe you could bring a carbon musaf. Maybe it's doicha that assay of bringing a carbon musaf will be doicha that assay of not bringing any carbon after a tabin. Why? Because it's a carbon of a tzibur. Fine. Now, as a side note, the tour asks a question. He says, why is it that you say Pitim HaKtayres and Mincha every day? I don't know about us. Maybe Nusach Svar does. But you don't say Shir Shal Yoyim. Shouldn't you say Shir Shal Yoyim? Every single Mincha, you say Hayoyim Yoyim Shlishi B'Shavos, because that's when you bring a carbon tamid. And a carbon tamid goes with that shir. And you see how important the shir is. If you mess up the shir, we're going to do a whole special thing here. Okay, I don't know what the answer is exactly. But that's his kasha. Bottom line is, we're in the middle of a sugya, middle of a line here. Here's the point that the Gemara wants to bring. Very important point. If the Edom come after I already was makriv the carbon tamid, it's already too late. I made a takana. Chacham made a takana. I am not accepting testimony anymore about the moon. No matter what, you can come and tell me that you saw the moon. It's not Yontif today. Yontif is tomorrow. Nevertheless, in bo Edom aminchol lamala noigim oisah ayoyim kodesh ulemachor kodesh. Says the Gemara, but I still have to accept upon myself Yisurim, and I have to treat it bigdusha. So Rabbi say, we have to understand this point. It's very, very important. It's almost counterintuitive. If Chachamim say that tonight we are going to treat this as a Yontif, even though we know for a fact it's not, how do I know for a fact it's not Yontif? Because I'm not accepting the testimony. Testimony is tomorrow. Whenever Chacham decided it's Rosh Chodesh, that's Rosh Chodesh. And they said, we're not going to accept any testimony after the Karban Tamid. So 100% tomorrow is Yontif and not today. Yet, I'm saying you have to keep Yontif now. You have to be Machmer. Is that one Kedusha or two Kedushas? Anybody? Again, Chacham know for a fact that Yontif is right here in the red. This is where I'm going to do Yontif. But just to be machmer, because the Edom came and said that they saw the moon, I want you to also do the blue. How do you consider that? One Kedusha or two Kedushas? That's the whole point of the sugya. You have to understand this point. It's considered one Kedusha. Because when do I say it's two Kedushas? When I'm doing it besafik. I'm in Chutz Laaretz somewhere. I have no idea what happened on in the Beis HaMikdash. Did they do Rosh Hashanah over here? Did they do Rosh Hashanah over here? I'm going to keep both. But one day is 1,000% Chal. The other day is 100% Kodesh. That's called two Kedushas. One of them is not a real Kedusha, so I'm going to treat it two separate Yom Tovim. But when Chacham come along, you hear this? Chacham says, I'm making both Yontif. Why? Because I feel like it. Then it's one Kedusha. They're not saying I'm making two days Yontif because I have a Suffolk. It's not a Suffolk. I know exactly where the Edom are. I spoke to them. And we're going to make Yontif tomorrow. But I want you to add this part of the day to make it Kodesh because they were here. That's one Kedusha. Yeah, you hear why it's a little bit difficult to understand. It's considered one Kedusha, not two Kedushas. And that's basically a sugya here. So what do you see from here? That's why Rav says, let's go back. I have an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Can I eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The answer is no, because it's one long Kedusha. How do I know it's one long Kedusha? Because Chachamim, even when they know that the we're going to be Mekabel Yontif, so to speak, we're going to make the second day, not the first day, they still said, make the first day, keep the first day. Not Misafik, because I want you to keep 2 days. And that, by the way, is going to be the end of the sugya. That's why in Eretz Yisrael we keep 2 days. Because we don't have a Safik in Eretz Yisrael. We keep 2 days because it's one long day and that's it. That's Takanas Chachamim. Keep 2 days. Amar Rabba. Mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'eloch Beitz Muteres. Comes Rabba and says a major chiddush and everybody argues on him. This Takana, the Chacham said you keep 2 days, became bottle. And since it became bottle, so it's not... We don't have to do it anymore. We don't have to do it anymore. So now why are we keeping 2 days? For a different reason. Safek, whatever it is, now it's already two Kedushas. It's only one Kedusha when it's one Takanas Chachamim. But once I get rid of the Takanas Chachamim, it's not two Kedushas. It's not one Kedusha, it's two. This Nan. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. By the way, you remember who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is? Hillel had how many Talmidim? 80 Talmidim. The greatest was Yonatan ben Uzziel. A bird would fly over and would burn. The weakest Talmud, Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eloch, but the weakest Talmud. You know, he makes takanas, he does everything. He's in the mission of the whole thing. Meshchar beis hamikdash, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmud? Livy? From Sukkah? Anybody? That we'll get to soon. Rabbi Eliezer. I'll explain to you later. That's it. So, what happened? What changed? The whole reason why they made a takana is because not to mess up the Shir Shal Yoyim. The Levim are going to say the Shir Shal Yoyim of the weekday. But it's not weekday, it's really Rosh Hashanah. Oy, terrible Zachin. But there's no Beis HaMikdash, Rahman al-Islam. It's gone. There's no Shir Shayim. No Shir Shayim. There's no reason to make a Takana. Givaldik. So Rabbi Isai, what do you see from here? That if there's no reason to do a Takana, it goes away. There's no reason to have a minig, it goes away. L'chayra. So that's a very big issue. And one of the big things the Maharil Rishon brings, that there was a takana to say Yiru Einenu between Hashkiveinu and Shmone Esrei, a bunch of psukim, because in those days they davened out in the fields, and they were too scared to be in the fields. So they said like Shmone Esrei, it's like a kitzur of Shmone Esrei, 18 askaras, fine. But today we don't daven in a field, we daven in a shul. So the minik should go bye bye. No, the minik stays forever. Even if the tam is batal, the minik stays. And that's what we're discussing here in the sugya. Rebbe and Zakkai says, Rabbi says, it's batal. And everybody argues him, it's not batal. So the tour brings this, and he says, but there's some dailim that said not to say yireinenu. I want to tell you some chidushim in yireinenu that I saw. Who are these bismanenu? Here in Eretz Yisrael, we typically don't say yireinenu. Why not? Because the Vilna Gaon came to Eretz Yisrael with his Talmidim and the Balatanya. And most of the Menhagim now in Eretz Yisrael are based on the Vilna Gaon, on the Gra. That's why we do the Birkas Kehanim and all that stuff. So Talmidei Gra didn't do it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, unbelievable. He says, since they came to Eretz Yisrael and they instituted it, they started this minhag, it's a great thing that they started it, let them continue with it. But he says, if somebody from Eretz Yisrael goes to America, to Chutz Laaretz, I keep on saying America because that's where I'm from, but England also, he should not say Yireinenu. That's not his minhag. His minhag is not. And a ben Chutz Laaretz, don't think you get a freebie when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you must say Yireinenu. That's your minhag. However, if you're a chazan, you have to be very careful that nobody should know in America that you're not saying yireinenu, so you must say yireinenu, if you're a chazan. And he says, when you don't say yireinenu in Chutz Laaretz, in England, and in South Africa, you don't say it, keep it to yourself. Pretend you're doing something else. I don't know. Move your lips. Don't let people know. That's what he says. Chidushim in yiru einenu. But Americans, I don't know if chutzniks say yireinenu in Eretz Yisrael. They say, oh, nobody says it. I'm not saying either. You have to sit there and say it. As is like Rav Moshe Feinstein.
The other thing, Ben Eshel, that's in America, should not say, Amen after it either.
Ooh. Tremendous chiddush, Yofi, I love that. Says Menachem Ateh, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's in America, Chutz Laaretz, and the Chazan says, HaMelech, before you don't even call myself, whatever they say, I don't even know it. You should not say Amen, because it's a hefsek, right? That's what you're saying? You're not allowed to say Amen to it. Psh, unbelievable zach. It's a pellet that they say it. I mean, it's a takanas chazal. But it's a big, tremendous hefsek between the thing. Okay. Zogt the Gemara. It's a good one. I don't know if these chutzniks are going to listen. But I'm just quoting a chutznik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Paisik, the Galadar of America, of all of Israel. He passed it, not me. Says the Gemara. This name is Chorvei Zamid, the Shizkarvei Ramin Zagish, Yumi Kabbalah, the Zachodish, Kol Ayoim. He went back to the original. Okay? So, Memela, what happens? So, there's only one day, and we do 2 days, Misafik. Omele Abaye. Varav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Beitz Asura. I don't understand something. Abaye tells Rabbah, what are you talking about? Rav and Shmuel both say that you're not allowed to have an egg that was laid on the first day to the second day. It's one long day. You bring me a raya from Rav Shmuel against the Tana. Rav Shmuel Amaroi. Well, Rav Shmuel Kashimas Nisan. How are they going to explain? Says the Gemara, Halan Vahaluhu. They're talking about Bavel, and we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. For this, we must see Rashi inside. Rashi, the first wide line. Amazing Rashi, the way he explains the sugya. It's a beautiful idea. This egg is mutter to somebody in Eretz Yisrael on the second day. But us in Chutz Laaretz is asur. Listen to this. We always did 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Says Rashi, we're still in the original takana. Nothing ever changed. In Eretz Yisrael, there's takana. It went away, we broke the takana, then it came back. But the takana was broken. But in Chutz Laaretz, the takana never went away. Not because we have a suffix. In Eretz Yisrael, the reason why we do 2 days, we have a suffix, so it's two kedushas. But in Chutz Laaretz, in Chutz Laaretz, It's the same takana of Chazal that what? That the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one long Kedusha. It's a takana, not because I have a suffix. In Chutz Laaretz, it was never because of a suffix, Rosh Hashanah. It was always because of the original. In Chanami, today it's because of the suffix or whatever. It's based on the first takana. Hilka Chayav, Vele Paskum, Enslinu, Mishitchalnu. Basically, bottom line is, since the original takana never went away, it was always 2 days and stayed 2 days. Even when we didn't have the reason, it stayed. Therefore, we are as the original takana told us to be, which is one long day. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef argues on Rabba. After the Konas Rabban Yerichim Ben Zaka Ve'elich, Beitz Asuro, no, it's always Asur. My Taima have a Dovish B'minyan. I really believe the Gemara had a sense of humor, because when was the last time we ever saw the word Dovish B'minyan? Yesterday. And before that? I don't know, a few years. So the Gemara says Dovish B'minyan. Dovish B'minyan yesterday meant that we sell eggs as individual pieces. And all of a sudden here, the Gemara says, Dov Shevinyan doesn't mean that a completely different thing. It means that they took a vote. No Shaykh is Dov Shevinyan. All the Chachamim gathered, and they took a vote. What should the halacha be? I'm serious. I see it all. You see it all the time. The Gemara sticks in words just to like get you. Like, it has no Shaykh is to what? They're playing with words, and they want you to think. You have to be on your toes. It's Dover Sheb Minyan. Well, it's a bunch of Tamid Chacham, like we said yesterday, cabbage stalk is a Dover Sheb Minyan. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about cabbage stalks. We're talking about G'dayle Adar. And they're called Dover Sheb Minyan. G'dayle Sheb Minyan, Tzorech Minyan Achla Atiroi. If Chachamim came along and made a takana, they said, Rabbi Isai, there was a big, tremendous problem that happened this year. The Levi'im messed up on the Shir Shel Yom, and because they messed up on Shir Shel Yom from now on, that's it. We cannot accept testimony anymore after the Karban Tamid. In order to undo that, all the Gdoilim, whoever they are, I don't know how many, the Gdoile Adar of that next generation have to get into a room and do a count. Should we be Mevatel that minute? Not. What's the problem? There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Shir Shel Yom. You're right. Great idea. Okay, let's be Mevatel the minute. But you can't have Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai stand up all by himself and say, oh, the minute is batel. For that, you need all the Gdoile Adar to come around in a circle, take a count, take a vote, and go with it, with that. How do I know you need a vote? 3 rayas he brings. In the Gemara, every time you bring more than one raya, we need to know why there's more than one raya. First raya is that by Har Sinai, because Baruch Hu himself commanded Klai Yisrael to separate from their wives 3 days. And then he says, so, if you were listening to Hashem, 3 days, meaning on the 4th day, you could go back home. So then why in the world did Hashem say, go back to your tents? There's no need for it. It expires after 3 days. The command is for 3 days, then there's an expiration date. So there was no need for Hashem to say, go back. That's raya number one. Another raya. So there's a pasuk that says that you're not allowed to be on the mountain. V'ish lo yale imach. You're not allowed to go onto the mountain. That's what the Gemara brings. We're talking about Ish. And says, So the Gemara is going to explain. Ahu means that you're not allowed to go onto the mountain. So then why do I need? Ahu means when the Shekhinah is there. Ahu, when the Shekhinah is there. Shekhinah is gone, you're allowed to go on the mountain. So then why do I need a pasuk to say that after there's a big tkiya, you let it go onto the mountain? And finally, Netanya. It's not. It's Mishnah. Kerem Revai Hoya Oyla Yerushalayim. So, Kerem Revai means if you have fruit on the 4th year, Goyres, Kerem, Neta, look at the last words in Rashi on the Amud. The point is if you have fruit, you bring it up the 4th year, we treat it identical to Maaser Sheni. Almost identical. So Maaser Sheni, on years 1, 2, 4, 5, as you see over here, of the Shemitah cycle, you give 10% to yourself. But what if you're a millionaire, you have many, many fields, and your 10% equals 6 truckloads, how are you going to schlep that up to Yerushalayim? So you redeem it into money, you transfer into money, then the Kedusha goes from all the truckloads into the cash, and with that cash you go to Yerushalayim. There's no way you have that much cash, you can't schlep it up to Yerushalayim. One suitcase is enough. You bring it to Yerushalayim, you buy whatever you want in terms of food, and the rest of the money you leave over there, let the Yerushalmis party for the rest of the year. If you have produce for the fourth year, you do the same exact thing. 10% goes to you. You're allowed to redeem it into cash. But there's one difference when it comes to Karavai. If you live within 1 day's worth of Yerushalayim, we probably, here in Beit Shemesh, live 1 day's worth of Yerushalayim. Even in the time of the Gemara, you probably could get up there, what, it's only 20 miles away. So, we would have to schlep all our fruit, no matter how much it is, all the way to Yerushalayim, 10% of it. You can't redeem it into cash. Big problem to live in Beit Shemesh, if you want to do Karen Revai. So, Karen Revai, you have one day distance to each direction, Vizui Tchuma, Eilas, not Eilat, Eilas, Minat Zofoin, Vakrabas, Minat Doroim, Loivin HaMairov, the airport, and the Mairov, Viyardei, Minat Mizrach. No, I'm just... Vomarulo, Vitei Merava, Merava, Chano, Merbechno, Matam. What is the reason behind it? Now, we need to know the reason, because if the reason goes away, then you don't have to be Mekayim, this L'chayra. The whole reason is, Kidei La'at, Shuk Yerushalayim, Paris. The beautiful marketplace in Yerushalayim should be full of fruit, produce. So we force you to bring your produce, and now all the marketplaces are going to be full of produce. V'tanyo, Keren Revai Hoya Loyal Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer was the Talmud of Rebbe Yochim Zakkai. That what? Just like Rebbe Yochim Zakkai, he never spoke mundane words in his life. He was always the first one in the Beis Medrash, and always the last one in the Beis Medrash. And many other things that the Gemara brings down over there in Sukkah Daf, Koyach. I don't know if I said it there. I do remember saying, I don't want to bring the name into Beis Medrash, but it's kedai to learn something from Kobe Bryant. If you look up the inspirational videos of Kobe, you learn a tremendous insight for Yiddishkeit. The reason, not only was he a super athlete, but he put in the most hours of anybody in the NBA. And it's a insight in life. He was always the first one in the gym, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we should always be the first one in the Beis Medrash, 4 o'clock in the morning. Rebbe Eliezer. It's not that, and they say the same thing about Jordan. Shouldn't even mention the name, but it's Emes. Those two put in the most work. Yes, they were naturally gifted, but they put in the most work. And if anybody wants to be good at anything, they have to put in those extra hours, the 10,000 hour rule, etc., etc., etc. Fine. V'tanya. Now it happens to be the Rebbe Eliezer, who was the first one to be smerish, last one out of be smerish. And I'm saying this on Bedafka, and it has to do with Rebbe Yochim Zakkai, who was his Rebbe. He didn't have time for all this fruit stuff. I think he had time, but he had fields. They used to work in those days. They had produce, but he didn't have time to start schlepping to your slime. He said, it's too much for me. I want to give it away to the Aniyim. Let them deal with it. And they don't even have to bring it up. Now, we just turned to that Fehman Bays, sponsored by the NWI Tilling Group. For all those in need of Shavuos, Refuos, and Shiduchim, please join Tilling.imindav.com. And by Shlomo Lazarin from Los Angeles, in honor of my wife, who is my Sinefesh for Torah Yishkoyach. Ubigish Lav Kir Lanin. Oh, which reminds me, Erev Shabbos, I got this beautiful tray of chocolate and a bottle of wine from Yossi Klein. So I called him up to thank him. I said, Shkoya. He says, you got the gift? I said, yeah, it's Gishmaki chocolate. Givaldi. No, you got the gift? What are you talking about? Now, in Eretz Yisrael, go to any of these stores, or even if you go to like a Vart here in Israel, what they do is they buy like one knife, like this big, and they buy a giant box. It's just an empty box, and they put the knife on top, and they put a big bow, and they bring it. And they have all these empty boxes with nothing in it, just on the top. So it came with boxes. It was like a tier with chocolate on top and a wine. So I said, okay. So we took the boxes and we chucked them out. And we took the chocolate. He says, no, go back to the garbage and there's stuff in there. So we went and there's a beautiful challah tray. And it wasn't just boxes with chocolate. The chocolate was on top. Why they did it like that, I have no clue. It's very deceiving. Okay. So Yishkoyach, Yossi Klein. It's beautiful. Hint, hint. Nachal Noam, whatever. Okay, fine. Amar lo Talmid of Rebbe. Kvar nimnu alecha chavirecha vitiru. What happened? He lived after the Beis HaMikdash. There's already Churban. There's no marketplaces in Yerushalayim. The whole reason to bring up the fruit is to beautify the marketplace. No marketplaces. No marketplaces. You don't have to bring up the fruit. You can bring up cash. Keri Revai still exists. You still have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, but not all the fruit. Within a day's worth, you don't have to bring up. Man Chavirecha, who are your friends? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Very interesting. It doesn't mean your friend, because he wasn't a friend of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was actually a Talmud, as we just discussed. It means the people like you, the Gdolim like you, they already said that it's mutter. Taima, but look at what it says. Look at the second line here. Kfar nimnu alecha. What does nimnu mean? Nimnu means that everybody gathered, the Gdolim gathered, and made a vote, took a vote, and they decided that it doesn't exist anymore, this halacha, that you have to bring up actual fruit. You can bring cash, but you need to take a vote. So here's the third source that you must take a vote. Like Rav Yosef, you can't just be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and say, oh, this whatever it is in Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist, and I'm making a new takana. No, you need to take a vote. Time of the nimnu, hole nimnu lai. Now the Gemara just goes into all three reasons. My Vayomer, why do I need three rayas, Rav Yosef? Bring one raya, the best one, let's say from Har Sinai. Hashem said, stay away from your wife 3 days, and that's it. Why did Hashem have to say, go back to the tent? Says the Gemara, why do I need it? When Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Rashi describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gvura, says a statement, you can't undo it. There's no expiration to it. He needs to undo it himself. Beautiful. Maybe Hashem wasn't giving you permission to go back. Maybe you have to go back. Well, what if a guy says, listen, I'm here at Har Sinai. The inspiration is unbelievable. I just saw Matan Torah. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here for another week. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you must go back to your wife. I'm chayiv you and Oina. Not that you have a heter, but you have a chiyuv. Okay, if you don't like that pshat, I have a second pshat. That we made a big, giant kia to tell people they could go up the mountain, even though it says in the pasuk, hahu, that the mountain is only kadosh, and it was kadosh for a very long time. But it was kadosh only when there's shechina there, and once the shechina leaves, then you can go up the mountain. You don't need a shofar. Says the Gemara, michlik siv, gamatzoin, it says already when the Shekhin is there, why do I need another pasuk? Oh, that's only a deraisa, but how do you know a derabbanon? Toshma kerem revai. Kerem revai. Vokerem revai derabbanon. Is kerem revai derabbanon, Rabbi Isai, or deraisa? Well, the part to take the fruit up to Yerushalayim, that's the Rabbanon. Even to get rid of a minog, the Rabbanon, you need to take a vote. Maybe there was a vote when it came to Neg, and they said, oh, since things changed with the way the Beis HaMikdash is run, there's no Shir Shel Yayim, so therefore the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered two Kedushas. So if an egg was laid on day one, you could use it on day two. But at the end of the day, there was no count at all when it came to an egg. They only took account at most about the testimony. Do we take testimony? Do we take edus after the carbon tumah was shechted or not? But there's no discussion about an egg. Now, Abaya asks a bomb kasha. Everything that we just learned is predicated on the fact that this egg, big word for Panovich guy, he's giving me this look. I have no idea what it is. Okay, let's go right there. Yeah, where were we?
Predicated.
I said the word, we could go right there. Omele Abaya, Otu, Beitza, Beminyan Mihave, Beitza, Be'edos, Talia Milsa, whoever spoke about an egg, we're taught. If there was a gzeira on an egg, you can't use the egg. And then for that, you need another bezdin to come around and say you could use eggs. Nobody spoke about an egg. It was just, is this day a yantif or not a yantif? If this day is a yom harichta, then an egg becomes aser. It's just a byproduct. Is that also a big word? Sorry. Not really. No, that's this one. You know how I know, like, when if Mendy tells you it's a big word, it's a big word. Fine. Just the other day, I was looking for an explanation of a word, and I went into the art scroll, and I needed an art scroll for the art scroll. It's Pray San Khan. I'm a three word, like, I've never in my life heard this expression. He like throws in, like, what good is the art scroll if people that speak English, somewhat, they can't even understand. You need like the only guys that went to college that could read this book. Okay, fine. Do you know what I'm talking about? San Kran Khan. I don't know. Sarcasm. Some weird word. Okay, three words. Not sarcasm. No. No, but I love the art school. It's unbelievable. I'm not knocking art school, but sometimes they throw in that they want to be like, you know, chashev is safer, but you got to talk to the simple Panovich guys. Oh my Abaya, oh the beitzah b'minyan we have it. Beitzah be'edus talya milsa. It's our edus, it's our beitzah. If they say that there's a problem with the testimony and it becomes too kedushas, then an egg becomes aser. If they say it's okay, then ishtri edus, ishtri beitzah. It's an unbelievable kasha. I don't see an answer for this. Okay. So we said before that according to Rabbah, once Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai took off the takana, in other words, not they weren't accepting edim, and then Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says you could accept edim. So what happens is it becomes two kedushas, and an egg that is laid on first day of Rosh Hashanah is mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara of Adar Rav Shalman Tarvayu Mebei Kloiches Army. Both of them came from Kloiches. Af mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Not true. The egg is aser, my taima. Mehero yibane beis hamikdash be'ezer Hashem yizbarach. There's going to be a beis hamikdash very, very soon, and there's going to be a takana not to accept edim after. It's interesting, not in nowadays because we have the cell phones, but maybe yeah. But if the beis hamikdash comes, then we have to make sure that we don't accept any edus after the carbon shel tamid. Ben Arbaim. Why? Because they might mess up the Shir Shel Yom. It's unbelievable. I mean, somebody has to explain to me why is this such a big deal, the Shir Shel Yom. How many times did we run out of shul without saying Shir Shel Yom? No, this is so important that we're not accepting it. We have to do 2 days Yanta because of Shir Shel Yom. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And that's why I don't know about Peh, because I ran out of shul many times. I have no idea. Yeah. Now, if you say you make a new takana, so everybody's going to remember what happened last year, and they say, look, we had eggs that were laid on day one, we ate them on day two. And today, this year also, v'leyadi, and nobody's going to remember, same, they're not going to remember that a real big difference happened. Last year it was two kedushas, and that's why you could eat an egg that was laid on one day to the other day. But today, v'ashta, because things went back to the original takana, creates one long kedusha. As the Gemara, yochi edus nami lo nikabel. In our days, we should not accept any testimony after mincha. You hear? People are going to forget. Next year, they'll accept the edus after mincha. Let's make a gzera, no edus anymore. After mincha. My taima, why should we do such a thing? Meheri yibana beis hamikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Huh? You don't remember? We accepted Eidus even after Mincha. Says the Gemara, who accepted Eidus? Only the biggest Tamid Chachamim. They know the difference between last year and this year. We're talking about the Hamoinam. And Rashi says, a very interesting, look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. V'soimchim al minhagon. It's a bad thing, says Rashi, to be soimich on your minhag without knowing what you're doing. Oh, I have a minhag. My tata, machtazoy, I don't know. I don't want to hear anything. And these litvaks, the shulchan aruch, whatever. I have a minhag, that's it. No. You can't be soimich on a minhag all the time. It's a problem. Rav Omar, okay, you erased that part. Avitagon is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Whoever got this far in the shir, he's already good. Rav Omar, Avitagon is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Another pshat. No, even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says Rava, and this is very, very, very important. This line right over here. Based on this line, that's why today, Rosh Hashanah, according to most Rishonim in Eretz Yisrael, is 2 days. There are some Rishonim that say, but most Rishonim argue with them, that Rosh Hashanah should only be 1 day really in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. But based on this line, that what? No matter what, we do 2 days, end of the story. Where is that one? It's always in the wrong place. Here we go. The halacha is like Rav in all three of these. Bein Lekula, which is the middle one, that he says that when there's 2 days Yantav in Chutz Laaretz, and egg was laid on day one, you're permitted to eat it on day two. And Bein Lechumra, where he says over here in Rosh Hashanah it's Aser, it's one Kedusha, and over here Shabbos and then afterwards Yantav is Aser. The halacha is like Rav. Have a wonderful day.